I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Tabitha from Holbrook.
Hi, good morning, Tabitha.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions are all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Venom, The Last Dance, held on to the top spot at the box office over the weekend. Which actor plays the lead in that franchise?
I'm going to take a wild guess of Tom Cruise.
Question number two. Jeff Probst turns 63 today. He has hosted all 47 seasons of which hit reality competition series?
Survivor.
47 seasons. That's crazy.
Yeah, but they, you know, a season isn't a year.
That's still almost too many seasons.
It feels like a lot.
To be stuck on an island.
Olivia Rodrigo says she won't date anyone who wants to go to outer space, saying, quote, "I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself." In our solar system, what is the planet closest to the sun?
Venus.
Question number four. The original reels of The Wizard of Oz and many other classic movies and TV shows are stored in an underground salt mine in Kansas to help preserve them. That includes this cinematic masterpiece that was released the same year as The Wizard of Oz. Take a listen to the most iconic line and then name the movie.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Gone with the Wind.
And question number five. Today in 2015, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton officially admitted that they were a couple. Blake also announced his divorce to which country star in 2015?
Oh, I know her name.
You should say.
It was the thing that started on The Voice. I can't think of it. She helped his career. I can't think of it. Sorry.
Kennedy! That's okay. That's all right. I understand you're making a visit to your dad, who's in the hospital.
I am, yes.
How's he doing?
He's doing better,
okay.
Which is great.
All right. What's his first name?
Bob.
Bob. We'll tell Bob we're thinking about him, okay?
Thank you so much.
Tabitha, got 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are hard. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Venom, The Last Dance, held on to the top spot at the box office over the weekend. Which actor plays the lead?
Tom Hardy.
1-0. Question number two. Jeff Probst, 63 today. He has hosted all 47 seasons of which hit reality competition series?
Survivor.
2-1. Olivia Rodrigo says she won't date anyone who wants to go to outer space, saying, quote, "I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself."
I want to go to space.
In our solar system, what is the planet closest to the sun? This infuriates me so much. It's under my skin. I can't even.
I know.
I can't.
It's hard to be a boy. Closest to the sun, you say?
Yes.
Mercury? I'm like, my mother. What is that? What does it go?
Also, justice for Pluto. Make it a planet again. Shout out to my boy.
3-1. Question number four. The original reels of The Wizard of Oz and many other classic movies and TV shows are actually stored in an underground salt mine in Kansas to help preserve them. That includes this cinematic masterpiece that was released the same year as The Wizard of Oz. Take a listen to the most iconic line and then name that movie.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. It shocked the world. Gone with the Wind.
Such language. 4-2, question number five. Today in 2015, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton officially admitted that they were a couple. Blake also announced his divorce to which country star in 2015?
Miranda Lambert?
That's her.
Wow, that seems like a million years ago, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, pandemic years.
You know, you're not wrong.
5-2 is the final score. Tabitha Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, we can't give you the cash. However, you're not leaving empty-handed. We have for you a pair of tickets to Shawn Mendes. It's a friends and family, a live concert film. It is in theaters for one night only, November 14th, and you and a friend will be there, okay?
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, if you want tickets for this, by the way, to find a participating theater, visit friendsandfamilyfilm.com. And tell Bob we hope he's doing okay.
Big love to Bob.
Thank you. Thank you. And my name is Tabitha. I'm from Holbrook, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Ava from Milford.
Hello, Ava.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good, good.
Also, her mom, Janet, is in the car.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. They work together at the same school. Will you ladies kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So you ladies know how this works. It's five trivia questions, pop culture stuff. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Question number one. Margot Robbie and her husband welcomed a baby boy. Which DC Comics character is Margot known for playing? The Lady Gaga also just gave her own portrayal.
Harley Quinn.
James Vanderbeek announced that he has colorectal cancer. Then he apologized to his loved ones who found out through the media. Which TV show brought James Vanderbeek to fame?
Dawson's Creek.
Definitely hit mom's wheelhouse there on that one, Dan. A federal appeals court has ruled that this Ed Sheeran song did not infringe on the copyright for Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. It's been in court for years, and Sheeran is happy to put it to bed. Take a listen and then name the song in question.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Perfect?
Magic? Evergreen.
I don't know. Perfect.
Question number four. Outside a college football game Saturday, Jason Kelce grabbed a fan's phone and slammed it on the ground after he called Jason's brother Travis a gay slur for dating Taylor Swift. Jason and his brother host a hugely popular podcast. What is it called?
No idea.
Oh, no way. That guy is lucky bros. Jason didn't break him in two.
Question number five. Football Bros is actually a really good name. Martha Stewart said that Ryan Reynolds isn't funny in real life. He replied, and I quote, "I disagree with her, but I tried that once. The woman is unexpectedly spry. She's really closed the gap after a mile or so." Which city is Ryan Reynolds from? It's even his name on all of his social media handles.
Oh, Van City?
Okay, but where's he from?
Vancouver.
There you go. You connected the dots.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
How long have you two worked at the same school?
2 years.
Yeah, and how are you liking it, Ava?
Loving it.
You do? That's super cool. What school is it?
I really do. Robert Adams Middle School in Holliston. Shout out to Rams, the only blue ribbon school in Massachusetts. We were awarded that. Oh, yeah, the middle school, only middle school in Massachusetts.
Let's go.
What's a blue ribbon school?
That's for smart kids, Dan. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's not something we would ever know.
No, I got no ribbons.
I got a participation ribbon once. Kennedy, Ava, and her mom, Janet, got 1, 2, 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, my friend.
Not bad.
Yeah, these are hard. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Margot Robbie and her husband welcomed a baby boy. Which DC Comics character is Margot Robbie known for playing? That Lady Gaga also just gave her own portrayal.
Harley Quinn.
Tied at 1. James Vanderbeek announced that he has colorectal cancer, then apologized to his loved ones who found out through the media. Which TV show brought James Vanderbeek to fame?
Dawson's Creek.
That's tough. Tied at 2. Question number 3. A federal appeals court has ruled that this Ed Sheeran song did not infringe on the copyright for Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. It's been in court for years, and Sheeran is happy to put it to bed. Take a listen and then name the song in question.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Thinking out loud.
Oh. There it is.
3-2, question number four. Outside a college football game on Saturday, Jason Kelce grabbed a fan's phone and slammed it on the ground after he called Jason's brother Travis a gay slur for dating Taylor Swift. Jason and his brother host a hugely popular podcast. What is it called?
New Heights.
Is there video of this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. I haven't seen that.
He was not taking no crap from nobody.
Oh, I'm going to go find
Don't make fun of his little brother.
Nope. Yeah,
I'm going to go look for that. 4-2, question number five.
Don't use that word.
Martha Stewart said that Ryan Reynolds isn't funny in real life, and he responded, which city is Ryan Reynolds from? It's even in his name on all of his social media handles.
Oh, Van City. Vancouver.
He is from Vancouver. That is correct.
I always thought it was Van Wilder. That's why he did it.
I always thought that too, Kennedy. I thought the exact same thing.
The more you know.
More you know.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Ava and Janet. You don't get the cash, but thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and playing this morning.
It was great. Thank you. Thank you. It was fun to play.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
We're Ava and Janet from Milford, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Larry from Hanover.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yeah, sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Everybody's always so kind to Kennedy, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for now.
Ooh. I like that. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Larry, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. We're going to nickname him Larry Legend if he wins, Dan. Pete Davidson debuted his nearly tattoo-free arms during a guest appearance on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. He's been getting them removed for a while. Pete has been engaged to be married once before. Who was it to?
Ariana Grande.
Question number two, Matthew McConaughey turns 55 today. What is the catchphrase associated with him from one of his earliest movies?
Ooh, I taste them confused. All right.
Question number three, Ralph Macchio, also celebrating birthday today, 63 years old. He looks like he's 35.
He looks great.
He played Daniel LaRusso in the Karate Kid movies and now in a popular spinoff series on Netflix. What is that called?
Cobra Kai.
Olivia Rodrigo won't date anyone who wants to go to outer space, saying, quote, I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself. That is just, this is so under my skin today. I cannot let this go. I'm going to be thinking about this for the rest of the day.
It's just a weird red flag, but you know.
Which is the largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
Question number five. The scrolling text at the beginning of the early Star Wars movies was done by printing out the entire thing and having a camera slowly roll over it. Every Star Wars movie starts with the same words rolling across the screen. What are they?
In a galaxy far, far away.
That's it. I was going to say question number six. I don't know where I was going.
Kennedy!
All right.
He was doing so good, we figured we'd add an extra one.
Yep. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Larry from Hanover, who we're ready to nickname Larry the Legend if he wins, got 4 out of 5 correct.
Okay, Larry very Legend. Well done, sir.
Yes, these are tough. Yep. You set?
I am.
Pete Davidson debuted his nearly tattoo-free arms during a guest appearance on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. He's been getting them removed for a while. Pete has been engaged to be married once before. Who was it to?
Ariana Grande.
Did you see that sketch, by the way?
I haven't seen any Saturday Night Live this season.
That sketch is wild.
That's a lot of tattoos to have removed. That hurts.
It's very painful.
Tie to one, question number two. Matthew McConaughey turns 55 today. What is the catchphrase associated with Matthew McConaughey from one of his earliest movies?
All right, all right, all right.
Tie to two. Question number three. Ralph Macchio also celebrating a birthday today. He is 63, going on 33. He played Daniel LaRusso in the Karate Kid movies and now in the popular spinoff series on Netflix. What is it called?
Cobra Kai.
Tie to three. Olivia Rodrigo won't date anyone who wants to go to outer space, saying, I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself. God forbid you have ambitions.
I don't think that's what she means. Stop taking it personally.
You can't associate Elon Musk to everything going to space. Every kid growing up wanted to be an astronaut or a pilot or a firefighter or a cop.
No,
that's
no, now they want to be Instagram influencers. So, yeah, it's different.
Three to three. Kennedy, what is the largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
Larry, you answered that question so fast. Are you a scientist?
I'm just kind of like a sci-fi nerd.
Oh, let's go. With some kids in the car, too.
Sci-fi nerds still got to get in the school drop-off line.
Tied at four, question number five. The scrolling text at the beginning of the early Star Wars movies was done by printing out the entire thing and then having a camera slowly roll over it.
Get out of here.
Every Star Wars movie starts with the same words rolling across the screen. What are they?
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
That is exactly it.
Nerd!
You got out-nerded.
Oh, yeah, you missed the first half of that.
I hate to out-nerd you, Larry.
Man, I was sitting there saying I'm a sci-fi nerd, and I love Star Wars. I can't believe I got that wrong.
Well, that'll keep you up tonight.
Yep. The nerds be nerding today.
Yep. All right, so 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Larry, you don't get the cash. But you're not leaving empty-handed. We have four tickets for you to see Pentatonics November 19th at the DCU Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but you're going to go for free. Yes, indeed.
I've seen them. They're so good. Bring your children.
Mm. I've actually seen them before. Yeah, they're great. Mm.
Good stuff. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Larry?
I'm Larry from Hanover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.